Virtual schools primarily teach students in online classrooms, and while many traditional schools use online teaching materials to broaden instruction, a virtual school usually operates for students unable to attend a regular school. Massachusetts Executive Office of Education Secretary Paul Revel says that the new law is not an attempt to create a parallel schooling system in the Commonwealth, but will allow students in special circumstances to obtain an education outside of the normal classroom.
For example, students who have difficulty physically for reasons of illness or disability in getting into school and being present at a particular site for a particular set of hours. So we think in a limited number of instances, there's a rationale for having schools delivered completely off a school site and having, 100% virtual education. But we think those are exceptional rather than the rule.
The law will allow for the creation of no more than 10 virtual schools in the Commonwealth. The state will accept proposals from a single school district, two or more school districts, an education collaborative, an institution of higher learning, a nonprofit, two or more certified teachers or parents. Private and parochial schools and for-profit entities are not eligible to apply for the program. Senate Chair of the Joint Committee of Education, Sonia Chang-Diaz, said that by opening the program up to a variety of education systems, it may be interesting to see where schools would like to take the virtual program.
There's a range of what kinds of specialties virtual schools might serve, what kinds of particular populations they might choose to focus on. And, we don't know exactly what kind of proposals are going to emerge from this process, but we laid out some clear criteria of what we would like to see as a state and where we see unmet needs currently that virtual schools might help us meet.
The new law will give preference to virtual schools that serve students with special needs. Currently, only one virtual school operates in the state. The Massachusetts Virtual Academy at Greenfield was created by Innovation School Guidelines of 2010. Roughly 475 students from across the state attend the pilot school. Dr. Susan Hollins is superintendent of Greenfield Public Schools. She says that there are some misconceptions that critics can have about online classrooms.
First, I think it's harder than people think. I think there's this image that the child stays in his or her pajamas and sits in bed and plays with their computer all day. This is more rigorous than going to public school. We require an hour of work per subject per day. And if the person doesn't keep up with that, we don't allow them to continue in the school.
Dr. Holland said that students interact with teachers in the virtual classrooms and that the teachers also stay in close communication with parents who act as a home supervisor. Holland said that as the virtual academy is now in its third year, they're still learning the needs of students in special circumstances.
We have learned about children that need a virtual school and families that we hadn't thought about, children that are professional models and they work all day. Parents who are filmmakers and they travel from location to location, they want their children with them. So we're learning about people who want a public education, but being in a place every day at a certain time doesn't work for their lives.
From 2013 to 2016, up to three virtual schools may be approved by the State Board of Education. Another three may be selected for 2016 to 2019, and up to four more for the 2019-2020 school year. No virtual schools operate in New York State or Vermont. Several schools operate in Pennsylvania. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.